Good morning. Hallelujah. The Lord has risen. Hallelujah. Welcome to church and happy Easter. For those of you sitting in front of me in the sanctuary, it's so beautiful to see your faces. We give thanks to God for being here together. For those of you on Zoom joining us, we're so thankful for technology and for the fact that you are with us today. So thank you for being here. We're glad you're here. Happy Easter. Let's come together, center ourselves, just take a moment as we prepare our hearts and minds. Heavenly Father, thank you. We thank you, God, for waking us up on this glorious Easter morning. Father God, we've been together this holy week, and we know you've been with us, helping us to prepare our hearts and minds for the glory that this day brings. And here we are. Thank you. We're so thankful for the sacrifice that brings us this glory and peace on this beautiful day. Holy Spirit, come. Open our ears, hearts, and help us to center our mind and silence it as we hear your word. For it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Together with the song that never ends as we praise our risen Savior this morning.
I need the God of the Father.
created all things, sent his son to die for our sins. But he didn't stay on that cross, hallelujah. Yeah, he did not stay on that cross. He rose again to redeem us all from our sins. So let's sing praises to our Redeemer.
God. be seated. This is a time we can say hallelujah indeed. Christ is risen. Good morning, my beloveds. I don't see like you saw like resurrection people this morning. I'll take that. Good morning, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ. I think we're in Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Amen. So this is a time I wanted us to pause and see if you have some joys and concern we need to celebrate or acknowledge as a body. All is good? Yes. Okay. Share.
And when she went back to the doctor, saw the prayers, the tumor had begun to go down and her kidney was putting out 50%.
Good praise. Hallelujah. 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 Melissa, great to see you.
Yes, I just want to say we miss our church family. It's been a rough year, so continue to pray for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Praise God for healing from the accident. Still got the physical therapy and everything. Joe's been working a lot. I've been working a lot on Sundays. He says he misses everybody. Happy Easter. It's just good to be back.
Amen. Amen.
It's good to be back. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I was listening to... One second, Jason. I was listening to a podcast by N.T. Wright about the resurrection. And one thing he reminded us, he was being interviewed, that this faith that we, this Christianity, this Jesus we follow, was meant to be done in community. So I'm glad to hear what you said, Melissa. You miss this, you know, being in the body. Jason?
This has been awesome. So I just want to pray a request for restoration on the relationship with my life. It's God's will. It'll come back together. So appreciate your prayers. I love it. It's awesome. So thanks for listening.
Restoration of relationship. We're going to pray for that. Anybody else? Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, we cannot stop saying hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We praise you for the power of your saving love that was revealed in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have raised Jesus from the dead to give us the gift of everlasting life. Hallelujah. We praise you that we may worship you forever through Christ, our risen Lord. And we praise you that we can come together at a time like this and lift up your name and lift up all the requests that was brought to you this morning from their mouth to your God's, our God's ears, Lord. Let it be so. Let it be so. Oh, glory, glory, glory. This is the day we can only say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving you the highest praise that we can utter from our mouth. And yet we know it's not enough. God, we just thank you for life. Thank you for conquering death once and for all through your son, Jesus Christ. On this dawn, he showed himself that, yes, indeed, I am alive. And more importantly, to telling us and reminding us that he's alive in us. Oh, hallelujah. Can we serve a living God who roams on this earth, dear Father? Thank you for being among us in spite of us. So forgive us always, Father, for our sins, that we can come anew and recreated in this recreated order that resurrection represents. In the name of the Father, who has asked us to pray through his Son, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Just one more thing. I just ask that you keep the Lee family in your prayers, because earlier this week, I lost his son, David. So please keep them in your prayers as they remember life loss and yet alive. Amen.
Come to the time in our service where we discuss our gifts, our giving, our tithes. We like to give in so many ways through our spiritual gifts, which so many of us have. So many, you do have some. You may not realize it, but they are there waiting to be shared. Come together now and hear these words as we prepare for the offering. From 1 Corinthians, we belong to Jesus Christ. All things are his, for he is Lord of all. Father God, we praise you and give you thanks that you have given us such joy, such grace, and such hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let our lives be proofs of that good news. Let our words and action and our love and service be witness to your resurrection power for the sake of our living Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
A song for you. Notice though that celebrate Jesus with Christ the Lord is risen today. So when we come to that part, you'll hear in the words to Christ the Lord is risen today. We'll come up on the screen, and this is your chance to sing along with us as we sing Christ the Lord is risen today.
children can be dismissed for children's church. Hard to sit still through that one. I was tapping my glasses like this. I think that's a sign of age when you start to do that. Before we hear the word of God, let's go to him in prayer. Living God, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see the new light of this day. Open our lips to tell of the empty tomb. Open our hearts to believe the good news. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The reading today comes from the 28th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said." Amen. "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The word Easter literally refers to the time of year in the spring when the days become longer than the nights. But for the person who knows Jesus Christ, Easter means a lot more than that. It means that even though Jesus died, salvation didn't. Even though Jesus was buried, hope wasn't. Because Jesus is alive. Easter means there is forgiveness for my failures, grace for my guilt, and mercy for my misery. Easter means that the pain and the silence of living in a Saturday world isn't purposeless and it isn't permanent. Easter means that I can't out-sin the grace of God and I can't outrun the reach of God. It means that Jesus is King. Light overcomes darkness. Justice will win and brokenness will be broken. Easter means that the scars on the hands of Jesus are telling a story of victory, not defeat. And the same is true for me. It means that I am not alone, not ashamed, not forgotten, and not forsaken. It means that the rain and the storms and the wind and the waves of this world will not have the last word, because my future is a resurrected body with a resurrected Jesus on a resurrected earth. Easter means that I can join with a choir of saints and angels singing, "Oh death, where is your victory? Oh grave, where is your sting? Oh hell, where is your song?" Easter means that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed my transgressions from me. And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for me. Easter means that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me.
And yet,
The simplest Easter message is just this: Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And we respond, Christ is risen indeed. Let's say that with me. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen. Go to church. You know, if you watch the show, The Voice, that's what you would hear from back in March 2017, season 12. That's what you would have heard from DJ Khaled, who's a rapper and a producer, who Alicia Keys brought in to help her finalists in the battle round. He said, go to church. You see, what he did was when someone didn't come together in the singing and the coaching, he said, go to church. When someone didn't sing with the passion the song calls for, the emotion, he said, go to church. When someone came up and sing would sound very soulless, this rapper would say, go to church. Go to church. Who would have thought that the most positive thing someone outside the church could say to bring something from death to life was from a rapper who said, go to church? Who would have thought that over 10 million people would be told by a rapper just before Christmas of that year was to go to church? Who would have thought? But this is what Easter Sunday it does best. Get all of us to go to church. Easter is the ultimate go to church moment. Even if you are ETC Christians, and I welcome you every day. Thank you. There's something about Christmas, something about Easter that tugs on our heart, that gives us hope and gets us together, that we want to be together. There's something about this Easter Sunday that compels us to gather and rejoice at the miracle of God's triumph over death and sin forever through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is something. For the two Marys in this week's gospel that my sister so eloquently read and so emotionally read, I don't think DJ Khaled would say to you, go to church, because you were at church. You brought in the emotion of the moment. This Sunday did not start out as a go to church moment. It started as a morning. The two Marys had seen Nick by night and Joseph of Arimathea accompanied Jesus's body in the tomb and buried, and they had seen the stone put and sealed that tomb at the entrance. The woman knew that they could not enter the tomb. They could not do anything to the mortal body. In the other gospels, we say they came to put spices on them, but in Matthew gospel reading, that was done before his crucifixion, when the woman who poured a perfume on his body, she had prepared him for burial, Jesus has said. So his preparation for his body was done before his crucifixion. So here, according to the Gospel of Matthew, that wasn't done. So they had nothing to do that morning but to mourn. The two Marys showed up with no other reason but to mourn and remember their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They had no notion that they were going to church. And yet, suddenly something changes. An earthquake shakes the ground, and the earthly announcement of heavenly event. The quaking earth was the calling card of the angel of the Lord. We've seen that so many times in the scripture. And heavenly calling to reminding us, it says that they came as white like lightning so fast. It just happened so fast, like lightning, and they were white as snow. Note, it wasn't the tremor of the earth that moved the stone, the great stone that closes Jesus' tomb. It is the angelic messenger who rolled back the stone and sat on as if it was there to perch on it like a bird. But while the Roman guards were on watch and petrified in fear, the angels speak directly to the women. The dramatic energy crackles through every word they spoke. It's almost as if in the case of angels, when they say the first words, do not be afraid. In other words, they're trying to tell him, breathe in, slow down, take in what I'm about to tell you next. The angel dropped the second bomb of the second message that says, not here. Jesus is not here. He's risen from the dead, he said. But did you hear that? Did you hear that told you so closing? How many times have we have said, people tell us, don't say I've told you so. You get some grace because the angel did it that morning. I'm just saying. The angel's final instruction to the women were to go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you to Galilee where he will see you. How many times I tell you that Jesus is always ahead of us? Even his resurrection story, we see that Jesus is always ahead of us. So the two Marys, in other words, were commissioned to apostles to the apostles. They were the first to deliver the message of resurrection to the other disciples. Both Mary's response with emotions that were opposite end, but held simultaneously, the word said, with fear and great joy. I want you to think about that. Every emotions that could stir up in their processing what just happened right now is coming with fear and joy. Didn't we just see Christ buried, taken off from the cross like everybody else who died from the cross? Yet, no, this angel is telling us that he's alive, he's not here. These two emotions colliding at the same time, fear and great joy. They're exploding in their hearts. Even after Jesus' teaching and numerous times predicted to his followers, not one of them truly expected the not here. He told them time and time again what will happen. But in that moment, they still couldn't expect what this is really happening. For each and every follower of Jesus, his rising was an expected miracle, colossal proportions. Initially, they were afraid when this amazing angel appears to them. But they quickly decided instead to run scared. It's time to go to church. The woman got over their fear and set out to tell the disciples the joyful news. That was another go to church moment for these women. But when they seem to have all thought they heard it all, this unbelievable news, suddenly Jesus materialized in front of them and says, greetings. I just can't imagine that scene. Yes, he told us he's going to rise again. And on the third day, he will die and suffer. And on the third day, he'll rise again. He's been preaching and telling them to that. And we saw what just happened on Good Friday. They saw that. And then here he comes. But you heard the news from the angel. Yeah, come and tell us these things. Yeah. But then you saw Jesus appear. And he's act like nothing happened. Greetings. I tell you, my friends. That was those Mary's resurrection moment. The Marys fell to their knees and held on Jesus, who was not to human feet, and worshiped him. The angelic message the women received was now verified and validated by none other than Jesus himself. That's what our Lord does. When we in that space and doubting if he's really alive, if he's real in this world, was Jesus' resurrection real? There are people still debating that. But here he comes, himself validating it and verifying, yes, I'm alive. Yes. And what the response was, they had another go to church moment. I want you to realize that go to church is not just an Easter Sunday motion or emotion. It is a lifestyle and a life story. When we have living in our go to church moment, our lives change. We now go into a new lifestyle because the resurrection, you know, what I learned from NT this morning was the resurrection. Remind them that it's something new happened. God was right here in the world and telling us we have a new world in the old world. Something new is happening into our lives when we think about the resurrection. We now become new. Have hope for a new life in Jesus Christ, a new lifestyle to live in the resurrected life. Can I get an amen? This is what the resurrection is about. We come alive again because the life living God is within us. Friends, go to church means every day we live an Easterly life. When our ancestors of faith started to build spaces like these to worship outside the house, they made sure that the structure was properly oriented and facing the right direction. Since Jesus would return from the east, just as the sun rises in the east, so churches would face the east. What indeed was the word oriented comes from? It came from Orientation came from that word to be orient. Even though Occident means west, Orient means east. The church must face the horizon where Christ would appear at the end time fulfillment of the kingdom, and the horizon is where church is always preparing for the daily basis until the end times. Easterly, facing easterly will be the pivot time of our lifestyle and our story. When you bump into the hot-temperedness and bossiness, face east. When you encounter injustice and oppression, face east. When you find strangers and aliens who need food and shelter, face east. When you run into a stranger that needs a table to sit at, you face east. When you meet a person who needs a friend, face east. When you meet the hurting and the brokenhearted, you face east. When you want to introduce to a new ministry that needs your patronage and your protection, you face east. And seemingly desperate times, you face east. Because believe me, you're going to bump into Jesus. Easterly is more than a direction, my friend. Easterly is an affirmation of the resurrection. Easterly is the daily promise of new possibilities and promises daily. Easterly is the belief that God's mercies are fresh every morning. Every morning. We have a chorus in my country that says that I know I'm alive, that Jesus is alive because he woke me up this morning. So every morning you get up is a resurrection moment. Amen. It's a time to go to church. Easterly is what makes believers in the resurrection of Jesus Christ seem at the same time stupid and stupendous. Easter for each of us, no matter what age or stage of life we're in, can work everyday miracles in the life of others because of the resurrection miracle on this glorious day, this dawn with these people where it came from dark to light. It came in the dawn, and the other scriptures will tell you, the other gospels will tell you, and everything came out in light. And this morning, you realize that the same power, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is here to rise us up too. What a gift. It's here to rise us up too. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. But the second message at the tomb that morning is not about taking charge. It's about letting go. The Roman guards were posted there at the tomb were frozen by fear when the angel appeared and removed that gigantic stone that was blocking the burial chamber. They were afraid, to frozen to death, the word says. But the first message, both the angel and the risen Jesus gave to the two Marys was this: do not be afraid. Or in our vernacular, no fear. So the Easterly, to be Easter, to live Easterly life is a life of no fear, no fear life. Because we all know fear and faith though can't exist. But how is that possible? How is that possible, especially we in a world that seems to be on fire wherever we turn? We live in a world that is filled with fearful things, biochemical weapons, wars going on right now. Let's pray to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Online predators. We live in a world with terrorist attack, random violence. You just heard that this week in the news in New York City subway. These are real world realities. But the reason Jesus' first admonition to the women were, do not fear. No fear. Yes. We all have watched those movies with the babysitter, with those bad movies with the babysitter answer the phone that they shouldn't answer the phone. You know those horror slasher movies? Answer the phone when they shouldn't, go upstairs when they shouldn't, run outside when they shouldn't, go under the bed when they shouldn't. But that's not the definition of fear I'm talking about. Being afraid is when we hesitate to do something that is really hard because we know there's a high chance of failure. Being afraid is not showing the love to someone because you are convinced it will only make you vulnerable to rejection. Being afraid is not saying yes to an opportunity because you don't think you'll be good enough. That's the true meaning of no fear. But living in an easterly direction causes us to live scared to life instead of scared to death. Each of the 12 tribes, we talked about that last week, each of the 12 tribes had an animal that's associated with them. But the tribe of Zebulun, the tribe that shares the borderline to Galilee, last week we told you the other one was Issachar with the donkey, but the tribe of Zebulun, their animal is the ibex. An ibex is a mountain goat that lives the life clinging to small shelves of stone and glean the goodies in the cleaves of the rocks and crevices at the rocky spaces. An ibex can climb higher than any other animal. In fact, one of the most remarkable qualities of ibex is that it seems when it gets to impossible obstacles in front of them, it seems that the obstacle becomes a ladder for them. And what they do, the obstacles in their lives becomes now an opportunity for the animals to go higher and higher. The cross was the ultimate obstacle. The tomb was the cementing of that obstacle. The resurrection is the climbing, is the ultimate opportunity for new altitude of our faith and a new attitude for our living. When things come in our lives, you can change the slides. When things come back into our lives, it gives us an opportunity, like the ibex, give us an opportunity to raise the altitude of our faith. I know when things come at me, I want to bring my faith up. I want to bring my praise up. When those life struggles come at you, what you want to do is get on your knees and bring your praise up. That's what I'm talking about. You get your altitude of your faith turned up, and your attitude of life get reoriented. We can learn a thing or two from the tribe of Zebulun, rather. We're all members of that tribe. We are mountain climbing ibex who sees the next rock as a leverage point, not a wall, who sees the next barrier as a blessing, not a curse, scared to life, is to be mobilized, not paralyzed by obstacles. Scared to life is to treat obstacles as a pushing point, not a stumbling block. The women at the tomb that Sunday morning were first scared to death. Their transfiguration moment in the of resurrection left them scared to life. The empty tomb gave them hunger and hope for the heights of life that only Jesus can fill. Anybody feeling empty this morning? Jesus is standing here ready to fill you this morning. That hunger is stirring up in you. Something is stirring up in you. That's Jesus. I want to take out what's happening, remove your mountains, your obstacles, and fill you with himself. Because on that Good Friday, we mourn Jesus' death, scared to death, scared by death. On Easter morning, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, sacred to life and scared into life. We no longer have to be scared to death. Hallelujah. Easterly people, hear the good news this morning. Embrace your resurrection and be sacred to life, scared by the potential by beauty and good news, scared into life by the resurrection that resurrection brings, scared having to face that one day God will ask of us, did you enjoy the gift of life I gave you, or did you squander it away in pursuit of doubles, and applause? What did you do with the life I gave you? So I command you this Easter morning, this Resurrection Sunday, leave church to go to church. Face east. Be scared into everlasting life because the Christ is risen and is rising in you. The operative word there is not something that was, is doing it day in and day out. And keeping us to be Easterly people. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may it be so for you. Amen. As we know, on Thursday, we had this beautiful service that totally devoted to remembrance of what Jesus Christ did moments before he went to the grave and went to the cross on Good Friday. And before this resurrection, we did it. He sat at the table and he invites, in our tradition, all are welcome to participate in the Lord's Supper. We will have you come up and the stewardess will hand you to the elements. But since we're in COVID, we are doing it with the packages. However, let's receive the invitation. The Lord Christ invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Together, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed in the obedient church. We have done your will. We have broken your law and have rebelled against your love. And as God told your viewers, as you're not. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That power of God's love towards us, that proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Let us offer one another the signs of reconciliation and love and forgiveness. As forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer ourselves and the gifts of God, to God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union, Christ's church offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit and us gathered here and upon these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through yourself, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. We invite you now to come up and take an element, and we'll take the communion together. You may come. We probably should have had enough.
You're down to one bar on your batteries.
You don't know. Then I'll stand there. Yeah. Okay. be free to use the altar and spend the time with the Lord. I go make your seats an altar. Phyllis. I'm sorry. You think we can get another basket? Do you think we're okay? Everything quick.
You might need more.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm gonna just give so we can get a little faster. I'm sorry. Okay. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. Take, eat, and redeem by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Because he lives,
that would, yeah, closing song.
All right, let's stand and sing together number 318, and then we'll be like to follow along. Christ is alive.
Ended. I was waiting for more. My brothers and sisters, Easter, the people of God, go to church out there And may the God who raised Jesus from the dead bless you. May his Holy Spirit keep you and shine upon you until we meet again on the glorious after Easter moments that will happen in your lives, because he's ahead of you. God loves you, and so do I. Peace be with you all. Happy Easter!